clearance event. There were tables wall-to-wall with clearance items for men, women, and youth. If you didn't make it out, you sure missed an amazing selection. You can still shop great deals online at GameDaySpirit.com and stock up for back-to-school and tailgating season. There's all new Nike apparel being added daily, and you can get a clear bag that complies with the new clear bag policy at Memorial Stadium. Don't get caught off guard at the first game. Be ready with your clear bag and cheer on the Illini from the stands. Shop Game Day and go Illini!
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
Red Wave. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. That's what President Trump just tweeted, writing, "Great Republican election results last night. So far, we have the team we want." A Republican who had been critical of him in the past won the Senate primary in Wisconsin.
"We're going to take that to Washington, where they need the help of a strong conservative to join the ranks."
Leah Vogtmeer will try to unseat Democrat Tammy Baldwin in November. Another Republican who had called Donald Trump unfit for the presidency, Tim Pawlenty, lost his bid to become Minnesota's governor again, beaten by Jeff Johnson in the GOP primary. In Vermont, Democrat Christine Hallquist became the first transgender nominee for governor in the U.S. Closing arguments start soon at Paul Manafort's trial, the day after the former Trump campaign chairman didn't put up a defense, no witnesses.
"I believe the government has failed to meet their burden of proof, and we've rested on that."
Manafort attorney Kevin Downing.
Prosecutors spent 2 weeks laying out a case that Manafort used offshore accounts and signed misleading loan applications in an attempt to hide millions of dollars from the IRS. Manafort's former business partner, Rick Gates, who accepted a plea deal, told jurors the two did commit crimes. Defense attorneys raised questions about Gates's credibility, pointing out an extramarital affair and embezzlement.
Fox's Jared Halpern, an American pastor on trial in Turkey, will remain under house arrest as that country retaliates over U.S. sanctions and tariffs. Fox's Simon Owen, live in our European Bureau.
Dave, Andrew Brunson's lawyer filed a fresh appeal yesterday for the pastor to be freed, but a Turkish court rejecting that application, meaning Brunson also remains subject to a travel ban pending the restart of his trial in October. The case is at the center of a diplomatic dispute between Turkey and the U.S., with the Trump administration imposing sanctions and tariffs first, and Turkey retaliating this morning with tariffs on a range of American products. Dave?
Simon, it's up to 39 people now dead in Italy the day after a bridge collapsed, sending cars and trucks plunging 150 feet to the ground. Fox News, fair and balanced.
It's the Ford Summer Sales Event. And now, while selection is best, it's the best time to buy. With amazing offers across a full lineup of Ford vehicles, now is the time to make summer go right with Ford, America's best-selling brand. Stop by a local Ford store or shop online at buyfordnow.com, because there is no better time than right now to get behind the wheel of a new Ford during the Ford Summer Sales Event. Event is here. Right now, get 0% APR financing for 72 months plus $1,000 Ford credit bonus cash on a great lineup of Ford SUVs. Best-selling claim based on 2017 calendar year sales. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months at $1,389 per month for $1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Not available on Expedition. For all offers, take new retail delivery from authorized Ford dealer stock by 8/31/18. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for qualifications and details.
A grand jury report in Pennsylvania says more than 1,000 children have been molested by hundreds of priests dating as far back as the 1940s. State Attorney General Josh Shapiro says the church often dismissed it as horseplay or wrestling or inappropriate contact.
It was none of those things. It was child sexual abuse, including rape, committed by grown men. Priests.
Now, Bishop David Zubik with the Roman Catholic Church Diocese in Pittsburgh says over the past 30 years they've been transparent on this issue.
I ask you, the church asks you for forgiveness.
It's unclear if there will be criminal charges. In nearly every case, the statute of limitations has run out. Shots fired at a Walmart in Pennsylvania outside Philadelphia. Cashier, a store manager, at least one customer were wounded by gunmen who then fled.
A short time later, the suspects crashed into the rear of a Philadelphia police car, and they were taken into custody. Along the way, they threw the gun from the vehicle, and we did recover the gun.
That's Cheltenham Police Chief John Fry, a now ex-Baltimore police officer who went viral punching someone in a video, has now been indicted.
Arthur Williams is charged with first and second degree assault as well as misconduct in office. The recording shows him repeatedly punching a man in a street confrontation. Both men are African American. Williams resigned over the weekend after the video emerged. Baltimore State's Attorney Marilyn Mosby says Williams intended to cause serious physical injury during the commission of the assault. The other man in the recording, Deshaun McGreer, suffered a fractured jaw and fractured ribs. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
When the opening bell rings on Wall Street in 25 minutes, stocks could be on the way down. Dow futures falling 180 points the day after the Dow went up 112. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Menicelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Watch out if you're driving around the U of I campus this week. WCIA says new phases of the MCOR project begin. Today, work starts on the intersections of 3rd Street and White Street and at 6th Street and White Street. Those will be closed to traffic starting today. A task force appointed by Champaign's mayor has recommended raises for the mayor and council members. The News Gazette says a task force like this looks at pay every 6 years. The group has proposed that the mayor and council members get $500 pay bumps. The raises would take effect in 2021 when council members are up for re-election. Police are investigating an armed robbery of a gas station. WCIA says it happened at about 10:30 Monday night at the Circle K in the 1700 block of West John Street. The male suspect went in, held the clerks at gunpoint, and took cash and cigarettes, then took off. If you know anything, call Crime Stoppers. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Menicelli.
Thank you, Jamie. As far as our forecast goes, we've got kind of foggy, misty, and humid conditions. Humidity at 97%, in case your hair's on the frizzy side today. We've got a high 78, low 68 into the evening tonight. And the chance of showers and thunderstorms at 70%. A 40% chance of rain in the forecast tomorrow, with a high 82 expected. 67 with some clouds on Thursday evening. On Friday, we've got a 40% chance of rain, high 83, low 56. But right now, the weekend looks terrific. Saturday and Sunday, high around 83, down to around 64. Pretty cool for the taste of champagne that comes our way after 5 on Friday. And I believe from 11 to 11 on Saturday at Westside Park in downtown Champaign. We're happy to be a part of it here on Stevie J Broadcasting. We'll be focusing on back to school. Krista Rizzo will be joining me in about 20 minutes. I know so many of us are stressed, and I heard Steve Suderman talking about the buses, practicing on their bus routes. And remember, when you're traveling out and about, that the cell phone zone on the school areas is something you definitely have to be paying attention to, because that can be a pretty high ticket. ESPN 93.5, our happy specialist Pamela Gail Johnson will be joining us soon. How's the happy meter in your life? We'll get to that next on ESPN 93.5. It's 8:07.
If you're looking for a great car dealership, look no further than Honda BMW of Champaign. Ben Quattrone and his team just received the Honda President's Award in 2017, meaning they're one of the best Honda dealerships in America. They offer great deals. They have a tremendous service department with problems fixed right the first time, and customer service that'll keep you coming back. So before you buy, make sure you give the award-winning Honda BMW of Champaign a chance to earn your business. Just off Neil at Brewash and Savoy, online, drivechampaign.com.
There are plenty of reasons that you might need a place to stay for a while. Remodeling your house? No one wants to live in that. In town for work? Ditch the corporate apartment. Eastland Suites specializes in extended stays. Our suites are more apartment than hotel. A kitchenette, separate bedroom, even multiple bedroom loft suites. And all the amenities you'd expect, like a swimming pool, workout room, and our lobby bar. And a hot breakfast served fresh every morning. What apartment offers that? To learn more, visit us at eastlandsuites.com.
Meat. Meat good. We like meat. Bacon. Brats. Meat. Caveman. Eat meat. Fresh steak. More bacon. Me like bacon. Me like meat. Me like the U of I meat sales room.
4 out of 5 cavemen agree. When it's time for more meat, it's the U of I meat sales room. Fresh meat. Sausage. Brats. Bacon and more. The U of I meat sales room on South Maryland in Urbana. Open Tuesday and Thursday from 1 to 5:30 and Friday from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m.
Meat. We'll be right back.
The 2018 Urbana Sweet Corn Festival is thrilled to introduce a new local spin on beer. This year, we have partnered with local breweries Riggs, Blind Pig, and Distill to make sure the beer we serve at Sweet Corn Festival is a full celebration of our local scene. Our 2018 Festival Cup will allow you to bring your drink between the Sweet Corn Festival and downtown bars without missing a beat. Roaming with a drink in your hand at the Urbana Sweet Corn Festival has never been easier. This festival is proudly brought to you by the Urbana Business Association, City of Urbana, Granite Center for the Performing Arts, and Illinois American Water. For more information, visit UrbanaSweetCornFestival.com.
Hi, it's Stevie J. When I needed a new roof, I called Roof Doctors. Actually, I called a lot of roofing companies to get estimates. But you know, I felt great talking to Randy. I felt that he was honest, reliable, and affordable, and I felt I could trust him. You know what? I was right. They did a terrific job. After they did my roof, I had him do my mom's roof. You know how much you have to like a company to recommend to your mom? With 30 years of experience and the best warranties, call today for a free estimate at 328-7529 or go to roofdoctorsco.com.
At AutoZone, helping you get more done is what we do best. Did you know that with the AutoZone Loaner Tool Program, you can borrow a specialty tool with no purchase necessary? Choose from over 100 tools to help you get the job done right, no matter how big or small. And right now, get your car running right with a great deal on Lucas Complete Field Treatment, two for just $8. Must buy two. Visit any of our 5,500 locations nationwide and let us do more for you. Deposit required. Restrictions and details in store.
Get in the zone. AutoZone. Okay, ESPN 93.5, I'm going to the phone right now and visiting with Pamela Gill Johnson. How are you, Pamela?
I am great. How are you?
I'm good. It's fun to talk about, being happy in life and not freaking out during back-to-school time. And so many of us caught up in the digital realm of life, and it's really causing a stress disorder. I didn't realize this. The study has come in. Give us more details about it, Pamela.
Well, basically, it's just saying that we kind of end up with stress fatigue over the constant headline news, breaking news. That news is sort of kind of tapping into that instinct we have, the fear of flight. So it taps into our fear instincts of, you know, what's going wrong and what's going on, and sort of jokingly, you know, is the world ending? But, you know, like what bad thing is going on? So it's kind of got us in a state of constant anxiety.
I see. And you can get totally worn out by all the news and negativity, don't you think?
Well, I think you have to keep news in moderation, and news has changed in the last 50 years and how we get it. So, you know, 50 years ago, you had newspapers that were printed twice a day. And so basically, you'd start your day by reading your morning paper. You'd drive to work and hear the radio news. You might get a little news at lunch. You'd probably get home, and if you got the afternoon paper, you'd read that or watch, you know, Walter Cronkite. But your news was kind of limited, and you had some space between when you were consuming news. And now, especially with our phones sort of being our connection to social media and the world, there's just a constant stream of news, you know, that's in our life. And in politically speaking, the study showed, you know, it doesn't really matter what your political leanings are, you're still suffering from the same, you know, kind of stress and anxiety around news.
Mm-hmm.
So politics is a piece of it. But it can also just be breaking news, like if you lived in a flood zone right now, if, you know, you're getting a ton of rain,
right,
or you're living by the wildfires and you're getting a lot of, you know, you're like, oh, no, you know, what's going on? Or maybe it's somebody I know that lives there. So there's just a lot of things that can be going on, you know, in the news that creates this, you know, tension in our body.
Uh-huh. We're visiting with Pamela Gail Johnson here on ESPN 93.5, and I see that since 2006, the American Psychological Association had surveyed Americans on stress, finding that money, work, and the economy increased their stress levels. But that's been decreasing as we're coping with change maybe a little better in 2018. Do you feel that's the case?
Well, there was actually a recent study that showed actually Americans are a little unhappier than we've been since 2009, which was the height of unemployment in the, you know, what we call the Great Recession. And I think it kind of goes to show that money doesn't buy happiness. So what happens is once people, you know, the economy's pretty robust right now, so, you know, a lot of people have jobs. Probably if you're willing to move, you can find a job. I think there's pockets of the country that's not so great that are probably geographically related. But, you know, jobs in general are pretty abundant. Wages are actually, they are increasing, your hourly type wage. So as some of those things make people feel more comfortable, like if you get laid off, you can go find another job, then we kind of move to kind of what I call our second tier of happiness. And so we start looking at these other elements of, you know, what creates a happy life.
Well, as a happiness specialist, Pamela Gail Johnson, I'm sure that you are eating right and have fitness worked into your daily routine, right?
Yeah. It's restaurant week in Dallas, so I enjoyed myself last night at a dinner, and I stepped on the scale this morning. I'm like, wow, today is a healthy food day.
Hey. Well, that's a good way to look at it.
Because you got to have a little fun sometimes, right?
But it does play into the way you deal with stress and your happiness level when you're kind of trying to live that healthy lifestyle.
Well, no, and I do. I walk, and I do a little yoga every day. I have a little yoga corner at my house, and so I'm a big believer in that. And moving, you know, moving around. I even think, like, if you're at work and you're stressed out, if you can go do a walking meeting, and so that you're actually moving. Actually, Steve Jobs, I think, was famous for doing walking meetings.
I like that.
It's a great way to inspire your creativity. Also, get you a little exercise. So I think those are important components to being balanced and happy.
So glad you joined us this morning. In case someone wants to continue the conversation, where do we reach you, Pamela?
To go to the if you just Google Secret Society of Happy People, you'll find us. We also now have an app you can find us with. So if you just it's SOHP in your search. You'll even get our 31 types of happiness counter, so you can go count your happy moments.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too. ESPN 93.5, Stevie J's on jury duty. We'll be back with the sports headlines in a moment. Here's a happy guy, Habib Habib.
Hi, I'm Habib Habib, and this is your Motivational Minute. Disagreements, we have them. That's because we're not alike. We're born unique, and others are not exact copies of us. But how we behave when we disagree determines our happiness and harmony. In any relationship, whether in marriage, with our friends, at work, anywhere else, apologizing or giving in does not always mean we're wrong and the other person is right. It means we value our relationship more than we value our ego. It takes a strong and confident person to let go of pride and ego. Relationships are everything. We should protect our relationships more than we protect our ego. So this week, try that with your spouse. Apologizing or giving in does not always mean we're wrong and they are right. It means we value our relationship more than we value our ego. I'm Habib Habib, and this was your Motivational Minute. Once again this year, I'm hosting John Maxwell's Live to Lead a Die Hotel. Buy your tickets at HabibHabib.com.
ESPN 93.5, 817, Austin Berkland joining me in the studio. What happened to my Cubs, Austin?
Oh, man, Jose Quintana just kept giving up walks and giving up hard contact. I mean, that's what the issue is with this Cubs roster right now. Sure, they have the best record in the National League right now, but the big issue is that the starting pitchers can't go deep into games. The starting pitchers are walking guys at a higher clip than they were last year even. And you just need to get guys like Yu Darvish healthy. And then on the offensive side of the ball, it's feast or famine, like you said during the break, where you need the Cubs offense to get going. And that's where Chris Bryant's injury looms large, because you're relying on guys in the order that they're not used to playing in. Like, Kyle Schwarber should be batting a little higher in the lineup, and Addison Russell should be batting a little lower. And sure, you like the production of David Bodie, but let's move him to shortstop when Chris Bryant gets back. And I think this offense will take off, but the pitching staff just needs to figure some things out to going into October.
Well, we got Kyle Hendricks on the mound today, and that's good.
Yeah, he's pitched a little better than the first half indicated. So now he's doing a little bit better. It's just getting Jose Quintana to pitch better and getting Yu Darvish healthy, and John Lester needs to be that bulldog on the mound.
120 start against the Milwaukee Brewers. Heard on US 105.9, Junior Guerrero on the mound for the Brewers. And again, 7-0 was the final with the Brew Crew on top in yesterday's day game. St. Louis Cardinals over Washington. They're on a roll.
Yeah, the Cardinals team right now is something to watch, especially in the NL Wild Card. They're four games out of the NL Central. I think the Cubs will hang on to that NL Central crown, but the Wild Card right now is so up for grabs. It's between the Brewers, the Braves, the Phillies, and the Nationals and the Cardinals, and the Cardinals are taking out one of their big-time foes in this Wild Card era.
Wow. Good time. Thank you for coming in. And I know after 9, I'm with Jeremy Warner. Thanks for joining me with your Cubs update there. Austin Berkland, a diehard Cubs fan, wearing the Cubs gear today. High 78, low 68, 70% chance of showers today. High 82 tomorrow, down to 67, 83 the high on Friday. Still that chance of rain looming. Right now, the temperature's at 72. We'll get to your Fox Business Minute, brought to you by Provident Financial Group. Partnerships you can trust. Provident Financial Group, LLC.com. 820 on ESPN 93.5.
Business Network. Coca-Cola is buying part of Body Armor, the sports drink started by Kobe Bryant. The investment is seen as Coke's attempt to challenge the top-selling sports beverage Gatorade. Kobe Bryant is still a major shareholder in Body Armor. Under the deal, Coca-Cola has an option to buy a larger part of the brand in the future. Google is spending $600 million to expand its data center in South Carolina. Google has only 8 data centers in the U.S. and 15 worldwide. It opened the South Carolina location a decade ago. Environmental groups are opposed to the center, which they say is drawing too much water to cool its servers. Tesla CEO Elon Musk now says he is working with Silver Lake and Goldman Sachs as he works to take the company private. The Dow was down 125 yesterday. The Nasdaq dropped 19. The S&P lost 11. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
Transform your child's summer with Mathnasium. Children of all skill levels enjoy our math-focused summer programs like fractions, multiplication, algebra readiness, and more. These programs prevent summer learning loss and get kids ready for the year ahead. Mathnasium is the authority in math education, trusted by more than 500,000 parents. We have over 900 centers worldwide. Call 855-SUMMER-5 to contact yours. That's 855-SUMMER-5. At Mathnasium, we're changing lives through math.
Finding a job you love or finding the right staff to fill your needs should not be hard work. Let Spherion Staffing do the heavy lifting for you. We find people jobs. We love what we do. Since 1981, Spherion has been connecting great talent with local businesses in administrative, light industrial, and professional roles. With offices in Champaign, Coles, and Macon County, Spherion is ready to partner with you to make either finding your next position or hiring your next employee an easy job. Call Spherion at 217-359-4488 for more information. And put us to work for you today.
Check out these local favorites to satisfy all your date nights, family nights, and friend get-togethers.
El Toro, serving all your favorite Mexican dishes. Locations in Champaign, Urbana, Rantoul, and St. Joe.
V Picasso, looking for a date night or a ladies' night with your friends? V Picasso will be your new favorite farm-to-table stop with plenty of wine to keep things light. Now offering lunch. Visit them on Facebook.
The Pink Pig, homegrown barbecue favorites in Ogden. Small-town restaurant with a big city taste. For a list of favorites and more information, check them out on Facebook.
Hope your morning's going well. Thanks for listening to ESPN 93.5 at 8:23. We are all stressing out about back to school. I'm kind of freaking out because I want a few more days of summer. Krista Rizzo is joining me on the radio, and I appreciate you checking in. I love the website, whyamiyelling.com.
Hi.
Thank you for joining us as we create a positive back-to-school experience without yelling. Krista, how do you establish that?
I think the best thing to do for all parents is to, you know, set expectations and really include your kids in the process. I know a lot of us like to go out there and do our shopping and get all the things done without the kids because that can be a little bit stressful. But I like to have date days with my kids, so I do it separately, and I take them out, and we buy their their supplies and their new shoes and their backpacks and whatever it is they need for back to school. And we have like a day to ourselves. We have lunch and we have ice cream and we just kind of like talk about what's coming for the school year and all that kind of stuff. And I think if you include your kids in the process, that can be really, really helpful.
I love the idea of date days. My older sister, yeah, Linda, used to use that as incentives to knock off chores on the chore chart for each kid. She had three. I have three. And the person who did the most chores, contributed most during the week, would get to go out for donuts and coffee or pancakes or whatever on Saturday morning with Dad. It can be a really cool thing. And then they reflect on that as young adults nowadays.
Yeah.
So as far as date days, is that your concept too? Is it like my sister Linda?
I don't really use them for like chore kind of things. I use them for, you know, connection kind of things. So whenever I feel like, you know, one of my kids needs a little bit more mom time, or we've kind of been in the middle of, you know, schedule chaos and all that kind of stuff, I kind of like to just step back and be like, okay, I'm going to take you to a movie, or we're going to go grab some dinner together. And it kind of gives both parents a little bit of one-on-one time, because I'm leaving the other one home with the other parent. So I think that helps just, you know, in connecting with them, not really as a reward for anything. We just kind of do it.
Okay, that sounds good. Well, what age bracket are you talking about on your kids?
I have a 12-year-old and a 6-year-old, and they're both boys.
Oh, boy. So you do have your challenges. And I have two girls, 16 and 20, and my son just turned 15. So I've got some challenges, too, in this high school and young adult stage of life. And it just seems like things get so expensive with back to school, and it gets worse every year. How do parents deal with those kind of stresses of trying to get the kids maybe to use something at a secondhand store or something like that?
I am a big fan of the hand-me-downs. So my little guy honestly very rarely gets new stuff, because I have so many friends with boys that it's like I take all the things in. And I tend to buy stuff on like massive sale when it comes to school supplies and all that kind of stuff. So I have like a closet that I pull from at the beginning of the year, and it's like, oh, here we have these coloring books and these crayons and these magic markers and all this stuff that we haven't used yet to put into our arsenal of things. So I think, you know, just being aware, and like, and I'm a big couponer. I like to get a sale. So, you know, I think being aware of where the deals are and where to get them, and you know, swapping with your friends, like that kind of stuff can be really helpful.
Well, a few weeks ago, we all got our kids registered for school, and then we get the whole calendar of when there are days off, and I know I go and I try to figure out what days I can take off from work so I can be a part of their life, maybe pick up from school, go out to lunch those days. These are all part of your setting expectations that you talked about?
Yes. So, you know, I think it's important for us to set expectations with our kids so they know what to expect throughout their days, and that kind of helps ease a little bit of nervousness and anxiety with them. So if you have a calendar in front of you and you can, I color code mine, each kid has a different color. Here's what you guys are doing today, here's what you're doing tomorrow, here's what is to be expected of, you know, your activities and your school schedule and what we're doing afterwards and what mom has going on and what dad has going on. And if they know in advance, it helps them navigate through what they need to accomplish as well. So it's an effective tool.
I have a kid, Aiden, with some autistic challenges, and that setting up the transitions is key to our somewhat success. And just having that open line of communication where you're spelling out, you know, Dad's got a doctor appointment, so I'm going to be picking up. I'm going to try to get in the same parking space as Dad, but I might not get that spot, so make sure you're looking around, and I might stand outside of the car and wave at you when you're coming out of the school. All of that. You know what I'm saying, Krista?
Yes. I think it's really important. And I think for us, my oldest is going to be 13. He, like, it really has helped him on a maturity level, on a responsibility level, and just really on a communication level. Like, he's really good at telling others, like, what to expect from his day, too. It's like, okay, so today I have this, 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 and this. And he's great at it with his little brother. So, you know, once you start using those kind of tools from super early ages, it kind of just turns into like routine, and then you don't even really have to think about it.
You know what I found also is communicating with our educators and administration helps make it a more smooth school year. Sometimes that's just a quick note that you stick in the kid's backpack and then you say, you know, hand this off right before lunch hour, whatever. And then you have an open line of communication with the teacher, maybe the principal at the school, where it's more friendly and you're not in crisis mode of what happened. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah, totally. I think, you know, I'm a huge proponent of communication. I say it with all my clients in all of my talks. Communication is the number one element in any relationship, and that is including your friends and your family and all the people that are around you, and including your kids' teachers. So if you have open lines of communication where you can send that email or text them or have some kind of communication with them, especially if you have children with a special need or whatever it is, or an allergy or whatever, you know, having those open lines and those dialogues, really, I think the teachers really appreciate it because it's, you're not surprising them with cupcakes for school for your kid's birthday and just by showing up. And they're also feeling like they can talk to you, too. It's a two-way street.
I love it. Thank you so much for appearing and on our show on ESPN 93.5 as we help everyone feel less anxious and more positive about starting a new school year. Krista Rizzo, how do we find out more information in case we want to reaffirm some of this, some of these details?
So I would say go to whyamiyelling.com and sign up for my free video. I'm giving you guys a gift, 5 ways to make back to school fun for everyone. And that gets you entered into my de-stress contest, which could win you a 90-minute coaching session with me.
Wow, I like it. Krista Rizzo, whyamiyelling.com. Thank you so much for being on this morning.
Thanks for having me.
All right, ESPN 93.5, it's 8:30 and time for our Fox News.
Fox News Radio, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump tweets, great Republican primary election results last night. So far, we have the team we want. In Minnesota,
Republicans rejected the well-known former presidential candidate Tim Pawlenty in the gubernatorial race for County Commissioner Jeff Johnson, who aligned himself with the president. Pawlenty suffered from his comments in 2016, calling then-candidate Donald Trump, quote, unhinged and unfit for the presidency.
Fox's Griff Jenkins, the president also tweeting congratulations to Wisconsin Senate candidate Leah Vukmir and House candidate Brian Steil. There's a search for survivors and more bodies in Genoa, Italy, the day after a highway bridge collapse.
Huge slabs of concrete and twisted steel lie below where the Morandi Bridge stood, a 260-foot-long stretch of highway in the port city of Genoa, crashing 150 feet to the ground, taking dozens of vehicles with it. The latest numbers from Italian authorities, 39 people are dead.
That's Simon Owen, Fox News. You report, you decide.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Manicelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Police are investigating an armed robbery of a gas station. WCIA says it happened at about 10:30 Monday night at the Circle K in the 1700 block of West John Street. The male suspect went in, held the clerks at gunpoint, and took cash and cigarettes, then took off. If you know anything, call Crime Stoppers. Former Vice President Joe Biden has reportedly canceled his appearance at the Illinois State Fair. The Chicago Sun-Times says Biden was set to be a keynote speaker on Thursday for the Illinois State Fair Democrat Day, but he is sick and under doctor's orders not to travel. A warning to banks from the FBI about a potential heist of ATMs. It is called an ATM cash out, where thieves try to take millions of dollars by using cloned ATM cards for withdrawals. USA Today says the FBI told banks the globally organized effort to steal millions of dollars in a few hours could come soon. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Manicelli.
Listen to the radio driving in your car. Radio gets results. Radio is there no matter where you are. Radio gets results.
Call from the U of I Community Credit Union. Radio gets results. It works. Trust me. I work with Josh Laskowski at Stevie J Broadcasting, and he is truly part of our credit union family. He knows what's happening at the credit union before we even talk about it, and he's always one step ahead with our marketing. Radio has gotten us results at the U of I Credit Union, and it will get your business results too. Call Josh Laskowski at SJ Broadcasting and let him help you build your brand like he's done for us.
Call me and let's chat about how radio can help your business at 217-239-4646. I look forward to talking to you soon.
Hi, it's Stevie J.
today. Over the years, I've loved leading groups on cruises and travel adventures all over the world. So much so, I started CBJ Travel, a travel company dedicated to the best group travel anywhere you want to go. We put together experienced travel experts to assist you, including 40-year travel veteran Bill Owen. Bill was the owner of Franklin Travel and has designed over $200 million in group trips. And Mary Beth Karasik, who has led tours all over the world for nearly 20 years. We specialize in group travel. That's all we do. Like our trip to Asia, 5 countries and 7 ports. Our family will host this trip in January. Janet and I will also host a Rhine River cruise on Viking in September of 2019. Or join Mary Beth for a cruise to Alaska, including the train and Denali adventure. Or Mary Beth's incredible canyon country trip in Arizona in October of 2019. For more information, just go to steviejtravel.com. That's steviejtravel.com. Where do you want to go?
They're going from this to this. And they need all the essentials for their new college dorm room. Maybe their college apartment. The dresser, the TV stand, dishware, and that vintage mirror. You've set him or her up for success. Now do the rest for less. At Crossroads Corner Consignment, 723 South Neal, Champaign.
At AutoZone, helping you get more done is what we do best. Did you know that with the AutoZone Loan-A-Tool program, you can borrow a specialty tool with no purchase necessary? Choose from over 100 tools to help you get the job done right, no matter how big or small. And right now, get your car running right with a great deal on Lucas Complete Field Treatment, 2 for just $8. Must buy 2. Visit any of our 5,500 locations nationwide and let us do more for you. Deposit required. Restrictions and details in store.
Get in the zone, AutoZone. 8:35 on ESPN 93.5, and we're looking at our forecast. Kind of gray conditions this morning. We're expecting a high around 82, down to around 67 this evening, and we've got a 70% chance of precipitation. Now, typically on Wednesday evening, 6:30 to 8, our neighborhood nights happens at different parks with different bands. Tonight is the finale with Surreal Deal on stage at Meadowbrook Park, and they've got 10 different bike organizations that'll be doing tune-ups and a twilight ride right around 7:45 for, I think, 9 miles. So we're watching the weather, and again, social media can keep you up to date at Urbana Parks as far as if that's a go tonight or not. A chance of rain at 40% tomorrow, high around 80, down to around 68. And there could be some rain in the forecast Friday. Right now, the weekend looks great, partly cloudy with a high 83, low 63 in the evening. I know Saturday, my husband Mike Anderson is involved with the Illini Collector Car Club, and they've got a Ford TriStar motor airplane coming into town from 1928, offering rides for people out of Frasca for $75. And they also have a pairing of planes with antique cars between 10 and 3. It's totally free if you want to enjoy the motor muster that's been tweaked this year. It's happening out of Frasca, and they're honoring the Roaring 20s and some vehicles from the 20s and 30s on display with some of these old airplanes. Pretty cool concept with the Illini Collector Car Club. You can find out more on social media. At 8:37, we'll be visiting with some legal issues with Loretta Powers next.
There's a time for work, there's a time for play, there's a time to do things you don't do every day, there's a place to go for tools and machines and people with knowledge about these things. We've been here since 53 to meet your rental needs. When the time comes, we're the place for everything. Rental City.
Delicious food, cold brews, great music and art, the Kids Zone, and more. Champaign Park District's Taste of Champaign Urbana is happening August 17th and 18th in Westside Park, Champaign. Try something new at one of the 30 food vendors, 14 new to the event. Hear free live music featuring the Tunzo Fun Band, Elsinore, New Souls, Emily Blue, and more. Support local artists as you shop a variety of arts and craft booths. More information can be found at champaignparks.com/taste. Sponsored by Illinois American Water, Central Illinois Bank, and SJ Broadcasting.
Taking a look at some of the legal stories making headlines this week, Loretta Powers is joining me. Hi, Loretta.
Hi, Diane. Thanks for having me.
All right. ESPN 93.5. We love combing over some of the legal issues. I'm always fascinated with this. I know in eighth grade, I told myself I was going to be a lawyer because I did a lot of arguing and researching on my topic and things like that. I loved it. Did you ever have that kind of background?
Exactly. I knew whenever I was four that I wanted to be a lawyer and haven't looked back.
There you go. All right, we'll start with the GOP Florida State House candidate admits to lying about her degree. We're talking Melissa Howard here, but she won't drop out of the race. Wow.
Well, she finally did decide to drop out of the race after figuring out that it was just too much damage. I mean, not only did she lie about it, she also faked her degree. Oh. I mean, the dean's signature wasn't even the same. It was just ridiculous. But at the end of the day, if all candidates were arrested for lying on the campaign trail, we'd have no one running for office.
Agreed. Boy, what she's done is really egregious, though, even falsifying a signature and things like that. I mean, that university in Ohio probably could take legal issue with her.
Exactly. I mean, if you're going to lie about a fake degree from a college, at least make sure it's a college that's too important to return people's calls. But lying about your college credentials is usually against the law. But in Florida, the laws are a bit weird. So lying in itself isn't breaking the law. The actor must do it with an intent to defraud or bilk somebody out of their money. So she says she never meant to deceive anyone. She might not face criminal charges. Unless the DA asks all of her donors, did you donate to her campaign on account of her representing a degree? And if one of them says yes, then she's looking at a misdemeanor up to one year in jail and a $1,000 fine.
Huh, interesting. We're talking about Melissa Howard that lied about her college degree and was running for state house in Florida. And, you know, I was wondering if she would have made it if she would have got voted in just because people just don't pay attention to this kind of thing a lot of the times.
I mean, if I were one of her supporters and this came out, I would really want to throw up. It definitely makes me sick.
Marijuana protects jobs of federal employees caught smoking pot and protects those who use the drug where it's not prohibited under state law. Loretta, let's develop this.
Okay, so apparently the FBI was having problems retaining computer hackers and coders because so many of them partake in substances that are still illegal under federal law.
Yeah.
So this bill hopes to protect jobs of federal employees caught smoking marijuana. After all, 30 states have passed laws allowing residents to use medicinal marijuana. And under existing policies, federal workers who test positive are at risk for losing their jobs, regardless of whether or not it's being used for medicinal purposes.
Huh. I mean, when you first started to describe some of these guys and, you know, girls, I thought about, oh, yeah, that's a total stoner job. And it's that I'm kind of grouping them into this category. But it's interesting how they are looking at different state laws and if they can protect a federal employee or not. So where do we look up more information on that? I know somebody listening right now actually might be interested in finding out more.
It is a bipartisan bill, and it's in the early stages. But look, at the end of the day, the FBI needs to hire computer hackers.
Yeah.
And we kind of have to take them as they come.
All righty. Now, my last topic here, it's legal in all 50 states, but what exactly is unschooling? We're not talking about homeschooling here, are we?
It's a subset of homeschooling. So unschooling allows the child to determine when and how they learn. So if a child says that they want to read at age 5, the child is given books and phonics. But some kids may not want to read. They may want to wait until they're 9 years old, and that's perfectly okay with unschooling.
Some of your topics, Loretta, they just make me scratch my head. I mean, we can't let the kids decide on when they're going to learn what. I mean, they'll be totally behind.
Exactly. Look, I think some kids are legit sociopaths because their prefrontal cortex hasn't quite developed. And hearing about a family describe their typical days, it was very hard for me not to be critical. Some days they might go to the library. Some days they might go to the splash pad or just tap. have like a lazy day playing video games. Look, I do worry about idle hands with children, especially with the internet. The internet's a very scary place. They need supervision, but kids are resilient. They are sponges. They will learn. And at the end of the day, parents have a right to raise their kids how they see fit, within reason. Apparently, this unschooling is within reason in all 50 states.
Wow. And here we are in that back-to-school mode, and we're all stressed out about, you know, getting our kids the proper supplies. And I could just pull the unschooling card and say, I'm out. I'm going to start in a month or two.
It's what my kid decides. What's right for them.
Wow, crazy. Loretta, if people want to continue the conversation, how do they reach you?
I'm on Twitter at Loretta _Powers.
Very good. Thanks for joining us today.
My pleasure. Have a great one.
ESPN 93.5, unschooling. Who would have thunk it? That's a situation there. Legal in all 50 states as we're gearing up to head back to school. Some are doing the exact opposite with a new chapter in education known as unschooling, turning the traditional education on its head by allowing the child to determine when and how they learn. ESPN 93.5.
Is there a greater combination than pizza and beer, or pizza and beer with all the games on the big screen? Nope. That's why Raptors Draft and Dough is dedicated to all three. Although there's more to the menu than classic pizza combos, with salads, appetizers, wings, and grinders. And top it off with a five-beer flight of the always-rotating craft beers on tap. Raptors, the place to be after a hard day of play this summer. Raptors Draft and Dough, 1906 West Bradley Avenue, Champaign. Follow them on Facebook.
All right. It's an honor to welcome yet another law enforcement official of the month. It is August, and we welcome in our studios, he's Sergeant Dave Coffey, born and raised in Champaign County, married, three sons, four grandkids. Well, how old are your kids?
Our kids are 27, 30, and 38.
What do you want people to know about law enforcement, about people out there helping on the streets? What do you want them to know about you?
I just hope they look at me as, you know, look back at, you know, at the 20 years that I, you know, served the citizens of Champaign County. You know, I hope they feel like I did a good job for them. Like I said, the things that I've done, the things that I've seen, you know, the gas that I bought, the hotel rooms I bought, the groceries I bought.
For people.
For people.
And nobody ever heard about that.
Yeah.
And because you have a heart, you did that for people.
They needed it.
But you didn't do it for attention. You did it because you cared.
I do care.
Brought to you by SK Exteriors, their website, callsktoday.com.
We sure have some terrific law enforcement officials that we spotlight every month here on ESPN 93.5. Nice to learn more about David Coffey. And we learned a little more about Curtis Hayes, who won some tickets to Sunday's game. The St. Louis Cardinals will be taking on the Brewers at the time. Brewers had a heyday with the Cubs yesterday. Austin Berkland and I were visiting about that about a half an hour ago. 7-0 was the final with the Brew Crew on top yesterday. You'll hear the action at 120 again on US 105.9 today, with Chicago sending Kyle Hendricks to the mound and Junior Guerrera on the mound for Milwaukee. St. Louis wins. That final was 6-4. Boy, the Cardinals are on a roll. Jeremy Hellickson will be on the mound for Washington, and Austin Gomber on the mound for the Cardinals. 7:15 start today on ESPN 93.5, where as a Cardinal affiliate, we like to get you your Redbird recap.
John Rooney, this Cardinal club is back in the race.
The Cardinals find themselves just two games behind the Milwaukee Brewers for the number one wild card. They're one game out from the number two wild card, and with the Cubs losing 7-0 yesterday to Milwaukee, the Cardinals are two games behind Milwaukee and only four behind the Cubs for the division. That's a mouthful, but the Cardinals have won seven in a row, and they won 14 of 18 to put themselves in that spot. Last night, they beat the Nationals 6-4.
And they are in that spot, and they'll continue to be in that spot because they have to go to Colorado, they have to go to Los Angeles, and the last three games are against the Cubs at Wrigley.
About the only team they won't face is the Phillies, as they finished in a 3-3 split with them. But the Cardinals scored early and often. John Gant hit a home run in his win.
Here's a long one into left field. It's a home run, his first big league hit. He touches them all. John Gant
What are we talking about here?
And the Redbirds are on the air tonight for you at 6:20.
We've also got the Chicago White Sox to talk about as they won yesterday over Detroit Tigers. That final was 6-3, and they've got a game at 12:15 today. Illinois football, a few more practices over at the campus rec field.
Good morning. I'm Jamie.
We also have the Fan Appreciation Day coming up Saturday from 3 to 5 at Memorial Stadium. Autographs will happen between 5 and 6, in case you want to get in on that. I see that we're getting in on the fun here on ESPN 93.5 and really across the hallway here at Stevie J Broadcasting on US 105.9 as the Jeremy Warner Show on Friday will give away a ticket to see Jake Owen. That show September 7th at the State Farm Center. Life's What You Make It Tour. My friend Austin here from Paxton, big country fan, and I've high-fived him at a few of the country shows in our area. If you want to buy that four-pack of tickets for $60, you can call 1-866-ALINI-1 or go online at statefarmcenter.com. But again, we'll have a four-pack of tickets during the Jeremy Warner Show between 9 and 11 on Friday here on ESPN 93.5. We'll be back with your weather forecast in just a moment.
Hey, next time you pay for parking, forget the spare change and use Mobile Meter instead. It's available all over Champaign-Urbana, and it's the easiest way to pay for parking. Download the Mobile Meter app, store your credit card information, then select how long you want to park. That easy. Download the Mobile Meter app or go to mobilemeter.us.
Need an oil change? See your Champaign CarX man. Right now at CarX Tire and Auto, get a full-service oil change starting at $19.99 with tire rotation and brake inspection. From oil changes to engine repair and everything in between, CarX Tire and Auto's been serving Champaign for almost 40 years with three convenient locations. Your Champaign CarX man has the right oil for your vehicle and at a great deal at $19.99. Stop in, call, or schedule online at CarX.com.
Don't worry, call the CarX man.
Philippians 4:13 states, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. If this world is sucking the life, strength, and joy out of you, seek strength through Jesus Christ. He gives us everything we need to have true joy in our life. This message brought to you by the Blossom Basket Florist.
We turn your feelings into flowers. The Blossom Basket Florist.
ESPN 93.5, our forecast calling for a 70% chance of thunderstorms likely and a high 78, 69 our low into the evening tonight. We've got a 40% chance of showers, otherwise clouds tomorrow with a high 82, low 67. On Friday, a 40% chance of showers, mainly after 1, starting out partly cloudy, and hopefully wrap it up by Friday after 5 because we've got Taste of Champaign that will kick in at Westside Park near downtown Champaign with area restaurants selling their samples. They've got lots of different vendors with the arts and crafts, and you can listen to music. They've got a gate around the whole park, and your ID is checked, so you can actually walk around with a beer. They're doing that on the Urbana Sweet Corn Festival the last weekend of August also. Kind of loosen up the rules there, and I kind of like it. We've got a high of 83 expected on Saturday and Sunday with the partly cloudy conditions. Another event that our family is involved in because my husband Mike Anderson has been on the board for so many years for the Illini Collector Car Club, reminding folks about the antique cars that are on display as they focus on the roaring 20s and cars from the 20s and 30s next to some airplanes from that day also at Frasca Field. If you want to come out between 10 and 3, it's totally free. In fact, they're offering airplane rides for $75 on a Ford Tri-City airplane. So if you want to check that out also, we've got details now actually from one of the car club members, Scott Balo, on this event. ESPN 93.5 at 8:53.
Hey, this is Scott Balo with the Illini Collector Car Club. Please come out to our new venue this year at Frasca Field on Saturday, August 18th to celebrate the 26th annual Motor Muster Car Show. This year we feature cars of the roaring 20s. Car show begins at 11 a.m. with awards at 3:30. You also have the chance to fly in an antique airplane from 1928. The Ford Tri-Motor will be available for rides at a cost of $75. Sponsored by Ford City, Reynolds Towing, Peter B's Automotive, Sullivan Park Hill, and Napleton's. Frasca Field is located by Farm and Fleet in Urbana. For details, visit IlliniCollectorCarClub.com.
Mike's listening. It's a Ford Tri-Motor, not Tri-City airplane, of course. And thanks for listening, Mike. ESPN 93.5, what a great show as we talk the political topics with Don Bremer to start. And you can hear that interview at ESPNCU.com as we try to podcast every day if everything's going technically sound here at the Radio Center. Pamela Gil Johnson was interesting. Is too much news bad for your health was the topic. People stress out so much and stay too connected digitally. Put down the phone. Take a walk in nature. Try to embrace the back to school and try to improve your communication skills within the family. That's what we talked about with Krista Rizzo with whyamiyelling.com when she talked about the stress level that can increase if you're not communicating with your kids and shopping with them and discussing the bargains that you can get. And let's get some extras on that 50-cent pack of crayons and things like that and replenish that supply in the new year. Things like that. I thought it was some really good ideas. And to treat it more like a dating experience almost with some treats involved for the kids if they go back to school shopping with you and make those decisions with you and think about the future. I know for my junior, Anna, we're buying a backpack that can last into college and to hold a whole lot of books since the kids these days seems to walk around with a whole locker on their back. Loretta Powers combing over some very interesting issues when it comes to marijuana and this bill that protects jobs of federal employees caught smoking pot, protecting those whose drug where it's not prohibited under state law. I thought that was an interesting topic. We also talked about a Florida State House candidate that admitted to lying about her college degree, and it's legal in all 50 states, but what exactly is unschooling? As back to school is definitely on everybody's radar this time. I know that my step-grandson, though, in Thomasboro has been in school 3 weeks at least in that all-year-round calendar, and I think there's benefits to that, too. Fun to have Austin in studio as we talked about our Cubs. He's wearing his Cubs gear today, and you can see that on the YouTube channel if you ever want to watch. ESPN 93.5, our website, ESPNCU.com, can get you to that as you click around. But Milwaukee over the Cubs 7-0 yesterday. What's up? And Austin talking about the pitching. At least we have Kyle Hendricks, who goes a little deeper, I think, into the game. 7-0 was the final with the Brew Crew on top yesterday. 1:20, you'll hear the action on U.S. 105.9. St. Louis Cardinals have a game with a 7:15 start against the Nationals after winning yesterday 6-4. They are on a roll. Chicago White Sox won yesterday over Detroit. That final was 6-3. I know Jeremy's a big White Sox fan. And by the way, I hardly ever have a chance to say congratulations. He's got a new baby coming. So way to go as Jeremy and Tiffany build on their family. It's 8:56. Enjoy your day. ESPN 93.5.
I wanted braces because it would make my smile look better and I would have more confidence to talk to people.
I am a happy person, so I'm always smiling. I noticed over the years that my teeth were shifting, making me feel self-conscious every time I smile.
You can have that great smile and self-confidence you're looking for with orthodontic treatment at Double Eye Smiles Dental Care and Angel Smiles Dental Center, where they take pride in happy, healthy smiles. Their customized treatments can give you a perfect smile at any age. Whether you're looking for traditional braces or Invisalign, their state-of-the-art technology ensures the most accurate fit for the quickest results. This summer at Illini Smiles Dental Care in Champaign and Angel Smiles Dental Center in Rantoul, they're offering no money down on traditional braces. Both offices do accept the medical card for orthodontic services through the age of 18. Schedule a free consultation today by calling Illini Smiles Dental Care in Champaign at 356-3335 or find them online at IlliniSmilesDental.com or by calling Angel Smiles Dental Center in Rantoul at 892-8868 or find them online at angelsmilesdentalcenter.com. Illini Smiles Dental Care and Angel Smiles Dental Center, where they're ready to give you your best smile.
It's the send-off for Miss Illinois 2018, Grace Kachaturian.
There she is.
You're invited to join us at the iHotel and Conference Center Saturday, August 25th from 5 to 7 p.m. to see Grace and wish her luck at the Miss America competition in Atlantic City. Join us for hors d'oeuvres and soft drinks and even some desserts. Admission is only $15 a person. Children under 12, just $5. All money raised goes to the Miss Illinois Scholarship Association. Tickets must be purchased by August 17th at MissIllinois.org. It's a send-off for Miss Illinois 2018. Grace Kachaturian coming up Saturday, August 25th from 5 to 7 at the iHotel and Conference Center. Tickets available at MissIllinois.org. Buy yours today, and we'll see you there.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now, just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches, because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
Flooring Surfaces is the place for hard.